and a couple hundred Bell employees were fired just a few weeks ago. And a few weeks before that, so were we.
Two radio hosts are setting us up here for one of those very rare but talked about moments on the radio. They're getting ready to quit. I hear this as I'm pacing with an idea to write this week's episode about how I find nothing funny about switching radio stations from a sports format to a poorly executed mashup of stand-up comedy bits and podcasts and branding that radio station as funny. But then, the two radio veterans whose own independent morning show has been carried on air on the first funny radio station in Canada do this. There might be room for a comedy format in big city radio, but I'm not hearing it yet. I'm Paul Cross. This is Crosstalk, media history, commentary, and analysis. Season 5, Episode 14. Newspapers in Canada remain so 1938 hostile to radio that what's actually happening to radio stations and workers and listeners is getting very little coverage. And true to newspaperish style, what little coverage there is typically misses the point. The fact that local news gathering at two historic news-oriented radio stations in Toronto and Montreal has been virtually eliminated does not get specifically reported. One point that is coming out more clearly in what we call radio is a format flip. When Bell Media threw out more than 200 radio and TV workers in Toronto alone at the beginning of February 2021 in the ongoing pandemic, the cuts carried on in other parts of the company across Canada. Cities including Hamilton, Winnipeg, and Vancouver have lost their sports radio station that carried the TSN banner. In Winnipeg and Vancouver, those radio stations have been flipped to a comedy format. They've been rebranded from TSN to Funny. TSN 1150 in Hamilton, once the mighty hit-making CKOC, will carry business reporting. Hamilton already has a Funny station, Funny 820, and I'll come back to that in a moment. Today's show, you'll hear, is largely commentary with a bit of radio history. I find the format unlistenable. It relies on short bits of stand-up comedy, rolling like a jukebox, identified only by a two-word voiceover at the end of the bit saying the name of the comedian. Is that an intro or a backsell? Backsell. But if you don't recognize the comedian's voice already, you may not realize it. I'm leading up to the bit the radio guys off the top of the show were setting us up for. Funny 820 in Hamilton, until the day I write this, had been carrying a morning show produced independently by radio veterans Howard Glassman and Fred Patterson. They've had a long and storied career on a lot of different radio stations with a variety of formats as Humble and Fred. I don't want to spoil their story. You can hear the whole thing in their Humble and Fred podcast, which you can find everywhere. But the final show they produced to run on air on the radio is done. Bell had given them notice their contract would not be renewed. They'll give you the details. But then Humble and Fred jump the gun and do this live on air before the company has a chance to cut them off.
We had agreed to stay with the company and do this show until I think it's the 10th of April. But on this Thursday, February 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2021, Humble and Fred are announcing now, this is our announcement, that today will be our last show on the radio. As soon as we're done here in about 6 minutes' time, if we're still on the air, we're going to send a note to all these nice people that we've been providing the show for free to and let them know that as of now, we just do what's called the Humble and Fred podcast.
Radio rarely gives its on-air performers the opportunity to say goodbye on air. Doesn't trust us, thinks we'll say something bad. And if you've been told the company is dumping you, do you really feel up to going back on air to deliver another great show or perform a dynamite newscast? Humble and Fred already heard more by podcast listeners than by people tuning in on radio can leave radio. In most cases, radio leaves its workers. Radio leaves the listener. Go to YouTube and see the listener laments in Vancouver, the anger and upset over losing the sports station they loved. I won't play samples here, and I won't play a sample from the funny format. Cutting live radio content and switching to funny is not a clever radio move. It's a company giving up on real radio, and it's part of a much larger conversation we need to have. Canada's first radio station was switched off by the company that happened to own it. More radio stations are in very real danger now. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.